We are learning Masechet Moed Katan, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We are beginning the new sugya, Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis, by Tanur Rabbanan, five lines from the bottom. We are going to discuss if Avelim are two different places, B'shas, when they start sitting Shiva, what's the halacha? Tanur Rabbanan, Avel Gimel Yom HaRishonim, Ba'mi Mokim Karoiv Moina Imam. We're talking about here that the family started sitting Shiva, and there's one family member who did not know about it. And he found out about it within 3 days, and he came to sit Shiva with them. So does he start sitting Shiva from then, and he'll be, you know, 2 or 3 days more? Or he's Maina Imam, he counts with them. So the halacha is, if he's Makim Karev, if he's in a place where he was close enough, which Tosfos and Rashi Kisiyad says, he was within 1 day's walk away, Yud Parsois, 10 Parsois, if he's in that amount of time away, so we say it's Ke'ilu, he knows about it already, and he's Maina Imam. But if he came from a faraway place, then he counts himself his own 7 days.
He
didn't know about it. Yeah.
It's Ke'ain that he knew about the right. Curve and he didn't sit. Why is it counting on?
So because he didn't know about it. He didn't know about it. That's so. Let's finish all the details. After 3 days, even if it comes to Makam Karav, it means according to the Tanakhama, there's two Tanoim in order to be tuffel, to be included together with the family. First of all, you have to be Makam Karav. And number two is, you have to find out what's in the first 3 days. It's not just a big lumdus. It's just that's the halacha. He's 3 days and 7 days also, you're talking, what's the difference? They said, that you have, Tanakhama holds, that to be able to be tuffel to them, you have to have some kind of shaykhus. You have to be close enough, and you have to be within the first 3 days, you have to start counting shiva with them, then you could count with them. That's a two tanoim of the Tanakhama. The svara I was telling you is the Muki Yosef svara, and I'll read it to you, the Lashon. Not something that's very clear, but this is the Lashon that he uses. That he says, that you have to, that the Lashon is, he says, "Pirish mahalchi yom echad, chaim pirish Rashi." That he says, "The makom karav haynu asara pasoyes sugid dechad yom." And even the ishama, if you would have heard, have a mati ha'chav hu yom, would have came that day. Command the isavah da'idam. It's kilu you're with them. If you would have heard it that day, you would have came. It's kilu you're with them. That's the Tanakhama shita. Rav Shimon, we know. Phil Bob yom shvi makom karav. My name. Rav Shimon agrees. You need a tanai of makom karav, but he says you can have within 7 days. As long as within 7 days. You somehow make it together with them. It's considered you sat shiva with them, and therefore you're moina imam. That's the way Rav Shimon holds. Rav Shimon holds within 7 days is enough. That's enough. Now that's klar. The Rishonim speak out and it's pasan halacha. If the guy who found out started sitting shiva somewhere else, so then it counts shiva wherever he started. If he started shiva, he found out about it in a different city, and he started sitting shiva, then he came to join them. He doesn't then also become tafel to them. He started his own shiva. So whenever he starts his own shiva, it goes. Here, the guy did not know about shiva, and then he found out about it, and then he could automatically, if he's makom karav, he could be attached to them. And there's a shaila in the Divrei Sefer, brings down, what's the halacha these days? Even if you're more than 40 parsa away, more than 10 parsa away, which is 40 mil, still, it's 1 day's flight away. You could be in California, and it's hundreds of miles, but Lamaisa, you can make it back in 6 hours. So that's a big shaila. If that's called Yom Echad or not, you go by how much far it is, or if it's possible to get there 1 day. Omamar, Gimel Yomim Harishonim, Bam Makam Karav, Moine Imam. We learned that the first 3 days, Bam Makam Karav, Moine Imam. This is not so poshut. It's not like across the board. You have another Tanai here. We already had two Tanai for the Tanakhama, for example. Within Gimel Yom and Karav. It's another Tanai. You also need that the Gadol HaBayis is in the Bayis. What's called the Gadol HaBayis? So it's the Machlokes HaShoinim. Some say it means the oldest one in the family. He's called Gadol HaBayis. Others HaShoinim say that you have to be Soymech Al Shulchanah. That means that you are relying on him. For example, if someone lives with his own family, there's no Gadol HaBayis because he supports himself. The most the gay they can think of Gadol HaBayis to mean a family with small kids, the small children, they are Samech on the parent. That's called Gadol HaBayis. But and we machmer lechumra that Gadol HaBayis means dafka someone who's everyone Samech on them, Samech al Shechonim. So vayt, talk tomorrow vayt. Not finish all the time. Talk tomorrow vayt. Bayalahu. Halach Godol Habayis of Beis HaKfaros Mahu. If the Godol Habayis went to the Beis HaKfaros, it means even the Godol Habayis. It means that, we'll see soon in the Gemara, the halacha is that when the Avelim give over their mace to be buried, they start Shiva. Usually Shiva only starts after the Kavura. But if the Avelim send off the mace and they're finished, as soon as they turn around, they start Avelim. So here the case was that they stayed here in New York and they sent away the Godol Habayis to the Beis HaKfaros in Eretz Yisrael. So Mahu, what's the halacha? Because they started singing Shiva right away because they sent them off to Eretz Yisrael. What about the Godol Habayis? Is he Mayne Imahem? Does he count with them? Or he has to wait to the Kavura, so he loses a day? Loses a day? That's the Shaila. What's the tzad that he should not lose a day? I always said before that if someone starts singing Shiva, then he can't go to the other one. Tarot says here, he did it L'Tzarech HaMeis. Since he went L'Tzarech HaMeis, Rashi says, so therefore, it's considered he's in the bias. It says, Commander Hava Bebeza, Hol V'Tzarech HaMeis, Holochita. Since he went L'Tzarech HaMeis. So Toshima, the Omer of Chiyah Ba'avar M'yechon, I feel a Holach Godol Habayis, the Beis HaKvaros, Moine Imam. Even if the Godol Habayis, but the Beis HaKvaros, he's Moine Imam. Right? It means he counts with them back home. Moine Imam, Vatanya Moine La'atzmai. L'kashahad Osav Agav Tlasa, Vod L'Osav Agav Tlasa. If he comes back within 3 days, he counts with them. If he comes after 3 days, he counts himself. Ki ha da Omer Luhu Rav, L'bnei HaTzilfoini, in such a case, the Osav Agav Tlasa. If the Godol Habayis, or even the Godol, whoever it is, comes back within 3 days, limnu ba'adaychu. Like Yisub get lost, limnu ramshah, you count yourself. So first of all, why is there 3 days there? Before we say Rav Shimon, we pass like Rav Shimon. Happens to be pass like Rav Shimon, then more later on, that go within 7 days in the case of before. So why here is just 3 days? So Tosfos discusses this, and some say here, if you're Rav Shimon, it could be 7 days also. And Tosfos has a whole new pshah in the Gemara because of this kasha really. And he has hold of the Pshat and the Gemara. We're not going to say over Tosfos Pshat and the Gemara. But upon him, what comes out in our Gemara, the way we have our Gemara is like this. That if the guy does not know about the Avelos, so if there's a Godol in the Bayis, he goes with them. If no Godol in the Bayis, he has to have his own Avelos. That's number one. Number two is, if everyone knows about the Avelos Pshat Levaya, and they really started the Avelos Pshat Levaya, then one of them leaves to go bury, and the other one stays back home. So it depends. If he comes back within 3 days, then he's Moine Imam. No, he's Moine La'atzma. So the shaila is, what's the halacha l'maisa when someone goes to Eretz Yisrael? Do they count with the Avelim or not? It's only the Godol Habayis. Even if the Godol Habayis the one who went, they still tafel to the other ones. So l'maisa, this is a big machlokes the achronim today, how to fear zech. Rabbi Yashiv holds, this is how you do it, Taka. You go Moine Imam. Or Rabbi Moshe Feinstein holds that you don't. That you go Basa, the one Eretz Yisrael goes an extra day. They'll sit Shiva an extra day. And not only that, there's Rav Shlomo Miller has episode svara that they start sitting Shiva in Eretz Yisrael, that changes the thing also. Since they started sitting Shiva in Eretz Yisrael, they're not top Imam, and therefore that's why they start an extra day. So a lot of people are knowing that. That's Dumunagim. According to Iker Halacha, if you Rashi's Pshat in the Sugya, Be'etzim, they would not count the extra day because they came back within 3 days usually, and then they should be counting together with the other Avelim. Omer Lahu, and even if there's a Rosh HaBayis in the house, stays home, that would have made a big difference because a lot of times it's not really a Godol Habayis that who stay back home. A lot of times it's not one who supports the whole family, so it's not always so negar. So I'm going to Rav Lebnei Mechuza. Atun Dlo Yizlisu Basa Arsa. He told Mechuza, those who don't go after the Minig of Bnei Mechuza, they didn't go all the way to the Feld, they didn't go to the Beis HaKfaros. So if the Aveilim didn't go, Basa the Aroin, when you turn your heads around from the door of the city, you start counting Shiva. So this is like we spoke about before, that when we give over the mace to be buried, so then you turn around and you start Avelis then. For example, if no one's going there to Shaul, you put the aroin onto the plane, they come back home, they start sitting Shiva even before the Kvura of the mace. What? You don't have to be sitting Shiva. No, you don't have to be sitting position. The Gemara before actually said that just taking off the shoes is called Shiva already. We saw Rav Chia that it was a Shmur Rechaika, and instead it kept one day. Just taking off the shoes was enough to be considered Shiva. Yeah. Rav Shimon Aymar, Philip Bob Yemashvi, Makam Karav, my name, Mom. Rav Shimon says, within 7 days, he comes, he finds out about it in 7 days, then he comes to the place, and he was in Makam Karav, then he's one imam. Aram Chiyab Agamda, Omer Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, Omer Rabbi, Behu Shabo, Matzah, Menachmen, Etzlai. This is only if we know the seventh day is an iffy day, because seventh day, in the, it's mixed Yom Kikuloi. After an hour in the morning, usually, that's a thing, they get up from Shiva. So the only time it's considered he came back on time is if he came back and he found the Menachmen was still there. The people who were consoling them were still there. But if they left already, so even though it's still the seventh day, it's too late. He'll have to count his own Shiva, his whole new week of Shiva. Bayer of Anon, Nidru Lamoid, let's say the Menachem didn't actually leave, but they were already getting ready to leave. They were moving to leave. They were standing up already. But Vallay Amdu didn't actually leave. Now, what's the halacha? Teiku. What would be the halacha in such a case? Gemara doesn't that push the shayla. What would be the halacha if they Nidru Lamoid and they didn't actually leave? So tomorrow, right? Gemiri Cheveroi the Rav Abba. So we're going to learn this just to get the names here clear. It's going to be a little problem with the Girsa. So we're going to talk outside, then we'll read it inside with our new Girsa, not exactly like the Girsa of the Gemara. There was someone, Rav Zeira, and someone, Rav Abba. And there was someone else entirely who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and his name was Rav Abba Bar Chia. His name was Rav Abba Bar Chia. And So Rav Zeira and Rav Abba were friends, and then you had Rav Abba Rav Chia who set a memory from Rav Yechanan. So Gamiri Chavrei de Rav Abba, not Rav Chia, Gamiri Chavrei Rav Abba, Mir Rav Abba, Rav Abba's friend learned from him, Umanu, who's the friend, Rav Zeira, or another version of the story is, V'amrila Chavrei de Rav Zeira, Mir Rav Zeira, or the friend Rav Zeira learned from Rav Zeira, Umanu, who's that Rav Abba, what did they learn? Omer Rav Abba, Berei, de Rav Chia, Rav Abba, Rav Yechanan, Halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Betreifais, and Halacha Rav Shimon ba'Avel. That there's two halachas that we pass. We pass the Rav Shimon Gamliel regarding the sugya of treifos, which we'll see in a second what it is, and we pass the Rav Shimon by Avel, which is what we just learned, that you only need two tanoim. Tanakam is a new two tanoim within 3 days, and Makom Karov, Rav Shimon holds is enough, Makom Karov, and within 7 days. Sak upon him, we pass like both of them. So Mar says the Rav Shimon by Avel Hadamar, we know what we're talking about. We say you pass the Rav Shimon by Avel. Rav Shimon Gamliel by Treifas, what is that? What's Rav Shimon Gamliel by Treifas? It's now learned in the Mishnah, or we learned in the Braisa, the Tanya. Behema Ayim Shenikvu. A behema, they got a hole in the stomach. Now, a hole in the stomach is very dangerous, and the behema we call a Treifas. But, Velecha Sasmason. But it got closed up with a bunch of guck that's in the stomach, a bunch of waste that's in the stomach. The Lachas is Ksher, different Shimon Gamliel. My Lecha, what does it mean, this waste? I'm Rav Kahana, Shirka de Me'aya. The Nafagag of Duchta. It's this very thick waste that gets dried onto the wall of the stomach that only can be taken off with a knife. So the halacha is, according to Shimon Gamliel, that makes it it's not a treifa because that's considered a stima. It's considered that it was closed up. So Akaponim, they set over, either of Abba or Rav Zeira, set over for Rav Abba by Rav Chia, B'Shem Rav Yechanan, that we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel by both by treifas and Rav Shimon by Avel. Omar Manduhu, so some learn Manduhu means his name, someone's name, like Manduhu means someone said, or maybe it was either Rav Zeira or Rav Abba, we're not sure who it was, who's the one who heard the memra, there was his Manduhu. So he said, Ezki ve'esak ve'agmel shmaitza pumir demare. I wish I could be Zeicha, I want to be Zeicha to go up to Yisrael and learn the shmaitza from the mouth of Rav Abba by Rav Chia. From Rav Abba, Berei Rav Chia, Rav Abba. So Kisalik, when he went up, Ashkel Rav Abba Breid Rav Chia, he found Rav Chia, Rav Abba Breid Rav Chia, Rav Abba. Amalei, Amalei, Mar, did you say Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel B'Treifas? Amalei, no, I didn't say that. Amalei, no, in Halacha Amri. I said in Halacha. I said the Halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel B'Treifas. Then he asked him, Rav Shimon B'Avel, Mai, what about Rav Shimon B'Avel? So one thing was half wrong already. What about the Avel part? And the Gemara ends off that there ain't halacha of Shimon Gamliel. We don't pass Shimon Gamliel, but treifos. But the halacha of Shimon ba'avel. Why? The Amishmuel halacha kedivrei ha'mekel ba'avel. The klal is that we always go like the mekel, at least by tanoim, chalis tanoim. We always go like the divrei ha'mekel when it comes to avelos.